Two top military officials talk. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A phone call today between the top defense officials in the U.S. and Russia, the first since the invasion of Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. In a statement, the Pentagon says Austin urged an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine and emphasized the importance of maintaining lines of communication. The call between the two defense chiefs came as two of Russia's neighbors, Finland and Sweden, have intensified talks to join NATO, a move Russia has warned would be met with repercussions.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Texas Supreme Court today allowing the state to investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse, while also ruling in favor of one family that was among the first contacted by child welfare officials following an order by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. That mixed ruling comes as GOP lawmakers across the U.S. are increasing efforts to impose restrictions on transgender rights. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has delayed quick passage of a large aid package for Ukraine.
That package that would send $40 billion here to Ukraine. He says he wants an inspector general to be required to oversee the spending here before he would vote in favor of it. On Thursday, Senators Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell offered Paul the option of an amendment vote if the bill was passed, but Paul refused the offer and demanded the Senate adopt his amendment before voting on the package. Paul says this is the second spending bill for Ukraine in 2 months, and Congress just wants to keep spending.
Fox's Matt Finn is in Lviv, Ukraine. A 31-year-old Iraqi-born man is in custody, and German officials are investigating a possible link to Islamic extremism after a knife attack aboard a train. Five passengers were wounded today before other passengers and an off-duty police officer overpowered the suspect. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Stock indexes are trending higher today with just under an hour left in the trading day. Elon Musk today signaling some issues involving his proposed purchase of Twitter.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his $44 billion purchase of Twitter is temporarily on hold. Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter. Musk has said several times that removing spammers and bots are important to increasing Twitter's value. Though some investors see the pause as a potential sign the deal may not go ahead, it could be Musk wants to renegotiate his price. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A new survey of airlines reveals which carriers are rated best.
It has been a challenging year for the airline industry as carriers deal with weather disruptions, COVID-related staffing issues, and aircraft shortages. However, some carriers were able to outshine others in overall performance, according to the airline quality rating from Wichita State University. The survey looks at each airline based on mishandled baggage, consumer complaints, and on-time performance, among other categories. For a second year in a row, Southwest was top in overall performance. Hawaiian Airlines was tops when it comes to best on-time performance. Delta had the lowest consumer complaint rate, while Spirit had the highest, and Allegiant was the best for baggage handling. The top five airlines, Southwest, followed by Hawaiian, Delta, Allegiant, and Alaska. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Nissan is considering adding a new auto plant in the U.S. to keep up with growing demand for electric vehicles. Chief Operating Officer Ashwani Gupta says the third plant would not be just an added assembly line, but a totally new facility, although it may be built as an extension of an existing plant. Nissan has two auto plants in the U.S., one in Canton, Mississippi, making the Titan pickup truck and Altima sedan. The other in Smyrna, Tennessee, makes the Leaf electric car. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.